In King County, heroin and opioid abuse continues to be a big problem. That's why some advocates want to create safe, supervised places where people can take illicit drugs. Ashley Hempelman is from Issaquah. She says a safe space to use drugs could have helped her.
Well, I am in recovery from my active addiction to heroin and crack. If we had a safe consumption site in America, I would have used one, and I wouldn't have gotten Hep C. I use a lot of public bathrooms, cars, alleys, dark, you know, doorways, and that is, you know, not safe. You have to rush. You're worried about people finding you, so you're missing and you're hurting yourself. You're using, you know, water from toilet bowls and discarding your needles anywhere you want.
That's what one drug user now in recovery experienced. This week, a nonprofit called Vocal Washington is hosting mock supervised drug consumption sites at parks throughout the city. The project was created by Greg Scott, a sociology professor at DePaul University in Chicago.
So in this facility, we have three stations. The first is the supply station, where you can obtain sterile equipment for ingesting the drugs, whether through injection, smoking, or snorting. At our second station, it's for consumption. This is where you consume the drugs that you've obtained outside of the facility using the equipment provided inside of the facility in the sterile space that we have offered up to you. Our third station is the chill room, and this is where you can relax, experience the effects of the drugs, and staff can monitor you for potential overdose, intervene if that's necessary, and also help you with such things as housing, employment, education, medical services, and maybe even drug treatment.
Capitol Hill's Cal Anderson Park is hosting a mock drug consumption site this week. That's where I met up with Patricia Sully, a coordinator with Vocal Washington.
We don't currently have supervised consumption spaces in the United States, so people don't often have a good visual. They don't understand what a supervised consumption space is. Many people think back to the only thing they know, which might be a crack house or a shooting gallery, a very unsafe location, and they imagine a supervised consumption space as sort of a free-for-all as opposed to a really coordinated medical care facility. So we wanted to give people the opportunity to really come, see what it looks like, ask questions, engage in the conversation.
So there may be people listening to this, and they have plenty of sympathy for people who are living with addiction. But at the same time, they may feel that sites like this are in some way enabling a desperate situation or sending the signal somehow that this is being condoned. So what would you say to those people?
We really do not think that that's the case. We think that this is a space that promotes wellness. It's important to understand that supervised consumption spaces are part of a continuum. These aren't the answer. They won't fix everything. But if we think about them situated sort of in between prevention and treatment, right, that place of drug user health where ideally we want to keep people from ever getting addicted to begin with. But once someone is addicted, we want to keep that person as healthy as possible because someone who's died can't ever make it into treatment. So it's already happening. It's happening in your alley. It's happening in your business bathroom. It's happening in your local park. So would you rather have drug use happen in those public spaces where it's neither safe for the community nor for the individual who's using drugs, or would you rather have it happen in a safe, sanitary place?
So let's imagine that these safe injection sites are approved at some point in the future. The question then is, where would they go?
I think it's important that supervised consumption spaces go where people are using drugs. So unlike Vancouver, we don't have one highly concentrated area where all the drug use happens. Drug use in Seattle and King County is diffuse. It's happening in many different locations. So at the task force level, we've really talked about supervised consumption spaces being co-located with existing service providers and in multiple neighborhoods so that it alleviates any pressure from just one neighborhood having one.
And what would you say to those folks who would say, well, not in my neighborhood?
It is in your neighborhood. It's in your parks. It's in your alleys. It's in your doorways. So it's a question of where do you want it in your neighborhood?
Patricia Sully is with the nonprofit Vocal Washington. You can check out their mock drug consumption site at City Hall Park in downtown Seattle until 2 this afternoon. And from 6 to 9 this evening, it'll be at 12th Avenue Arts on Capitol Hill.